What up? What up? Yeah. Daniel Cormier, Nick Swinmurn, Dennis Rodriguez, Talking Talker, episode number
11.
Once, as they say in Spanish. We're joined by Brian Crutchmer, my man L, Kyle Driscoll, my nephew Justin, and Kyle Crutchmer. Supposed to be with us. He's half here because I believe Queen JC has reached out to him. And when the Queen calls, the world stops for old Kyle Crutchmer. Now, guys, listen. Why are we joined by so many guys, Nick? Because it's challenge time.
We got Dennis some company.
It's challenge time. We went from orange juice and tuna to now we are having the fire challenge from Smoke Eaters, the great restaurant in San Jose, California, featured on Man vs. Food. And, hey, Nick.
Milk.
I believe that these young men, they will be visiting. I think we're going to have a fight because they will be fighting for the milk.
That's why we didn't get any cups.
I tried the challenge before. It was ugly. There was snot. There was a lot of, like, throwing up and vomiting. And a lot of milk just being poured all over my face because I was eating it, right? And there's like a, you're supposed to, with the challenge, you eat the wings. After you're done with the wings, you're supposed to lick your fingers, all the sauce off your hands.
That's the worst part.
And then there is a 5-minute burn challenge after burn. You're not supposed to drink water, milk, or anything. So after that 5 minutes, you're just feeding for anything. But then I touched my face, and this part of my face got on fire. And I touched my lip, that caught on fire. Everywhere I touched was on fire, so I was pouring milk all over my body. Hey. I ate one wing, and that was the problem. Now,
how many of these guys eating?
Hey, 24 between the three of them. Now, we've pooled our money together. We have pooled our resources, Nick and I. We have come up with $530.
Evenly divisible.
Yes, yeah. 530. So.
Wait, does Dennis get money?
Yes,
or is he ineligible?
Well, so Dennis is in the game, right?
Yeah.
So here's the
I'm
thing.
In the game.
So here's the thing for Dennis, right? And Justin and B Crutch. They can decide to go at this as a group. And if they can put down all 24, it doesn't matter if B Crutch eats 12 and Justin eats 6 and eats 6, or if one eats 8, if they go 8-8-8, it does not matter. They get all the money.
Yeah.
Or they can go for the ultimate.
Just
the competition.
Winner takes all.
Winner takes all of it.
Yeah.
Now, that's the question to you guys. Are you going to work as a team? Or are you guys trying to have all the cash?
Wait, how many wings?
There's 24 wings in there. Look, you don't have to eat all 24. If you eat 6 and these guys only eat 2, you win all the money. It's a matter of how do you guys want to approach this.
Because
if you guys go all 3, if you guys go all 3 and you don't get all 24 down,
yeah.
You know, what's the problem? Well, there's a problem. We have to make a number. Nick, what's a number that you believe is acceptable to just give the cash if they can't get all 24 down?
8 each.
Well, that's 24. If they can't get all 24, what's acceptable? You know, hey, good effort.
21. Yeah.
You guys get through those.
Are we live on Periscope?
Yes.
Does anyone else have Periscope so we can see if people have any comments? Or is the only one on my phone?
I think your phone is the only one with Periscope.
All right, so if anyone's commenting on Periscope, we got no idea.
Hey, we're working through these.
Blurry will let us know.
We're working through this.
We got any comments going?
Not yet. No. We're just getting started. But
we'll let us know.
We'll get it eventually.
All right.
So
we're just doing straight to the challenge? We can talk about stuff first and then do the challenge? Or
I think we should do the challenge.
Yeah?
I think it's very important.
Well, I guess it's a long challenge, too,
that
right?
That we get to. Oh, it'll be 10 minutes.
They have 10 minutes to eat it. And then for 5 minutes.
5 minutes, don't touch anything.
Don't touch anything.
Now, you guys have to stay within range of this camera.
Yeah.
Okay. Do not. So on the afterburn, just sit, B Crutch. Dennis, just sit. Justin, pull a chair up. Get that blue chair, sit right next to B Crutch. As you guys eat the wings, we will just continue to have conversation. Justin, what are you doing with those two things?
But you got to leave it.
Ladies
there.
And gentlemen, that's the Chef Blurry as always. Chef,
he's hoping that all his drinks got grandfathered in, right?
No
drinks during the contest. But I already had these before the contest.
I grabbed them before we started, so it didn't really matter.
when the challenge starts? Okay. Don't have an attitude, Chef. Nobody's trying to argue with him.
Wait, will they be able to hear? We won't be able to hear them on the podcast.
Yeah, just put the mic right in front of them.
Yeah, you can hear them.
And that way you can hear. You can pick it up. Cool. B Crutch, say something.
What's up? What's up, guys?
That is B Crutch. Still feeling pretty good right now.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
In time, it will change. So, guys, here it is. I'm starting my timer right now. I want you guys to see this.
Wait, do we have any napkins?
Oh, let me get
so that I don't cheat.
Then what we're gonna do?
You guys haven't decided. You guys got to huddle up and figure it out as a team. Talk to Blurry. See what's happening.
Together. So that means like.
We'll let these guys huddle up and then Dennis will just Dennis, leave the room. Leave the room.
Dennis,
no, let Dennis leave the room. These guys will decide what they want to do, and then when Dennis comes in, he picks. And if it's the same as them, they do it. If it's the opposite, then they do whatever Dennis said.
I think that's fair.
Right, let's do it.
Yeah.
Dennis, I'll step out.
Dennis, you guys decide.
When you come back, we're gonna say, are you doing it as a team or
are you
a competition?
Competition.
Okay.
Right.
Go down the hallway.
Anything else like six?
Was that?
Is it going to be 8 apiece if we all work together?
No, it doesn't have to be 8 apiece. Y'all got to get to 21 if y'all do 7 apiece.
Or if one of you does 12.
Or if somebody's 10. So you guys decide how you doing this.
They have to split the money if they did it a team effort, right?
Yes, they do.
And if you go by yourself, you get all the money.
Yeah. But you got to beat everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I can only...
you said you ate one, right?
I ate one.
No, you got to eat.
He eats 8 and you eat 3 and do this.
I get all the money then,
No, as a team.
As a team, then it's still split, right, Nick? It's a team.
If it's a team, it's still split. But
if it's a team, it's still split. But if it's individual,
and he only eats 4, he eats 3, he wins all the money.
He wins all the money.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they don't have to eat them all that way.
They don't have to eat them all that way. But Dennis may be just the best eater of all time, and then you guys go home with nothing.
We got to make a rule here. Maybe there should be a minimum for the competition, too.
No, 5? Every man for himself.
5. 5 minimum, because let's keep it low. It doesn't have... Mick, I ate one, Nick.
No, I just had like a finger tip of it.
Mick, I ate one.
All right.
Let's try to go 4.
All right.
4 is the low number.
4 is the low number,
4 is the minimum number to win the competition. But you guys decide what you're doing. Tell us quietly, and then we'll tell Dennis.
What do you want to do? Work as a team? Or... I say we just do whoever can eat the most.
They're thinking individual. They're thinking individual.
Yeah, they're serious debating right now, and it could all be for naught because Dennis could just come in. Whatever he says is gonna happen anyway.
5 or more as a team.
So these guys are putting a lot of effort into trying to decide who's doing it. When reality is, Dennis is the ultimate voice in the sky.
What's 5 or more as a team? You got to get to 21.
You got to get to 21.
If you go every man for himself, you might only have to.
Yeah, every man for himself.
But you guys are listening to L. He's not even in the competition. Hey, L's not even involved.
We got coaches. We got coaches.
Hey, this has become very interesting.
Yeah,
but now the time's up. We need an answer.
Every man for himself.
Okay, right, Dennis,
bring it in. Wait, so if Dennis comes in
and says it's a team, it's a team.
All right, whatever Dennis says.
Dennis!
Yep. All right.
Dennis, the boys have made a decision, and now it is up to you.
So whatever you say,
are you guys as a team? Or are you going for the gusto individually?
I think
the minimum number is 4.
Minimum number 4. Yes. Whoever gets the most wins all the money. Team, you got to get to 21 together and you split.
Not all the money, because second place has to get something.
True.
So.
And how much money?
There's 530 in here, or 560 in here.
So 529 for the winner.
All or nothing.
A dollar for second.
It's all or nothing.
You want to go individual, huh?
Yeah.
So here it is.
You guys
is an individual challenge. That is what they
that's what they wanted to
do. Yeah, that's what they want anyway. You guys are not team players. Let's divvy out these towels.
Oh yeah.
All right, here we go.
B Crutch, Dennis, Blurry. Brian, you might want to take that sweater off.
Yeah.
Maybe there's something they have to say into the mic after each wing.
One. After every wing,
yell out
a number.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
Two. Here's the clock. You guys have 10 minutes to eat as many as you can.
Should I check the
Periscope? Make sure it's working?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make sure it's working.
Or text Julio and see if he can see it.
Ooh. 10 minutes. 10 minutes.
Dennis is stalling by trying, pretending to do a tech support.
Dennis is trying to stall.
Yeah, he looks.
You win this, we get an Xbox.
Yeah.
Come on, B Crutch.
We need the Xbox for our apartment tonight. In a couple games.
Crutch, you're playing for much more than just money here.
I'm playing for my.
Playing for an Xbox. Entertainment is all you need right now.
Yeah.
Dude, we had.
Are you a bit? Are you a little nervous?
Yeah,
we had coaching on the decision. We've got roommate pressure on what to do with the prize. This is getting dramatic.
It's just gonna. Hey, listen.
Dennis's wife told him, "Winner, don't come home."
She did.
Yeah.
Winner, don't come home.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's doing right now.
I don't either. I think he's like setting his wife his last.
These were
will.
Things that we were supposed to do before the podcast started.
Yeah. Are we still?
Your phone's not. Keep dropping the connection here.
Come on.
Jeez.
This is crazy. I mean, this is. If we aren't getting this. If we haven't gotten this video from the beginning, this may kill the build up to this contest.
Yeah.
Maybe we should just record it on your phone as a video and then just upload it to YouTube when it's time.
Yeah, maybe that's better.
You
want to
do that?
Well, I can do that on the iPad.
I need something because I'm getting antsy here. I'm ready for these boys to eat some wings. Let's record it. Is the Periscope not working?
It's saying the connection's poor. I don't know why.
Guys, we have promised Periscope 2 weeks in a row now, and I guarantee you, it is not my building.
All right,
it's Nick's.
Quick break for tech support.
Quick break for tech support.
All right, we lost connection for a minute, but now we're back live.
Yep, that's Crutch. That's B Crutch right there. What's got terrified looking face. Yeah. There's Justin, the next victim, and
Chef
L's right.
Blurry.
Look at Coach L.
Coach L.
Not willing to actually do the competition, but back there,
I'm here for support.
Kyle Driscoll, Kyle Crutchmer in the. Dennis Rodriguez, I would like to have your last name, your married last name after a while, okay? After a while, I would love for you to tell me your married last name. Or I'll just go on JC's Instagram and get it and then just start to call you by her last name. Hey, this guy may actually take his wife's name when he gets married. Now we're back to business.
Yeah, we had a stable video, but then Dennis couldn't keep the connection, so now I got to hold it.
All right. Where's the milk?
Oh, let's get the wings.
Yeah. We got the
get the wings. Smoke eaters.
Right here,
so those are the wings. They look pretty hot.
They are hot.
Yeah.
And they got to eat a. They had a vote. They could have gone as a team, or head to head, and they decided to go head to head. So whoever eats the most wings wins.
Five.
They gotta
four
eat them.
Minimum.
You have my support.
Four minimum. When they all say they're done. Then, wait, the winner still has to last the 5 minutes, right?
Hey, look, they all have to, look, even when they're done.
They have 5 minutes left.
Got 5 minutes. After the 10 minutes, you got 10 minutes to eat as many as you can.
10 minutes?
And then when you're done, you're done. All right, boys, let's get going. Stand up, Blurry. Stand up right there, Blurry. Dennis, get ready. In five, four, three,
yeah, here we go.
Two.
I took a fingertip of it and it
go!
Was hot.
All right, we're a minute in. We're starting 1 second in. The boys are going to business. Dennis is killing it.
Dennis is trying to get as many in before the heat kicks in, I think.
Dennis is attacking this.
Dennis, you got something in your eye. You should rub it.
No! Don't rub your eyes, Dennis. Whatever you do.
Did he almost do that for
real?
Almost
like, do not rub your eye, dude.
I thought you knew I was kidding.
Dennis is one in. Brian's not doing.
Kyle's done.
Kyle,
is that done right there? Yeah.
That's done. How many have you bit down? One for Brian. Okay, Dennis is on number two. Dennis is on number two. Look at the chef's face.
Oh my God!
Look at the chef.
This is crazy, yo.
Look at the chef's face. These boys, guys, guys.
Dennis, is it hot?
We're a minute in.
Yeah. They got, their hands are so covered in hot sauce, they can't do anything about it.
Yeah, this is,
Dennis has got two wins.
Xbox, Brian.
Dennis has got two. Brian, you're
Xbox. Brian's going for an Xbox for his house.
You're playing for an Xbox, Brian.
Blurry's playing for LASIK.
Hey.
No, you don't get a sip of beer. What are you talking about?
Wait,
he just asked for a sip of beer.
No, you got
what?
You got to be done, and then you got 5 minutes.
Look at Justin. Look at Chef. Look at the camera, Chef. Please, look at the camera, Chef. Oh my God! It's bad.
Brian, how many you got? I got one
so far.
Wait, what are they at? Let's get a count.
Brian, how many you have?
You finished one or you're still on one? You
finished one. All
right. Blurry, what? How many you got?
Blurry.
This dude's killing it.
No, Blurry, how many you got?
Blurry, how many have you had?
Snot coming out his nose. Snot is escaping the chef. Chef, how many you had?
Snot is escaping.
You had two? You are not that
out. Wait, Dennis, how many Dennis got? Let's see.
That's all you?
Brian.
That is hurting, man.
Brian. You can't stop thinking about it. Brian, you got to keep eating. Look. The key to the challenge is you cannot stop.
This is already on.
How hot it is. How hot it is.
Guys, it's not that bad.
Oh, Dennis is really good.
Hey, guys, you're in trouble now because Dennis.
Shit. Look at this motherfucker.
Nick.
He's melting. Larry's melting.
How about just make him jealous?
My man.
Cheers.
Damn. It's that hot, man. I might have to tap out on that.
Should we talk about some stuff while they're doing this? Because this is probably pretty
good.
What I want to
talk about is actually Kyle's eyes. Don't rub your eyes. You got to just.
Yeah, don't rub your eyes. That'd be bad.
You got to keep eating. Where you're messing up is that you're stopping. You guys got to just keep going. Just eat fast and just get them up. Yeah, fast. His hands are shaking. And his hands are shaking. Justin, get back in there, man. You can't use. All right, come on, you and B Crutch against Dennis. All right, let's go. You and Crutch against Dennis. Let's go. All
right. Two against one?
Yep, two against one. Dennis, come on, y'all two against. Let me see this. Please, man, let me get the video of Chef. Talk, Nick, please talk.
Man, this is crazy.
All right, we're getting some close-ups of Blurry. He's he's having some trouble.
Yeah, Chef. Look up, Chef.
This is fucking crazy.
Dennis has got it. Dennis is under control.
Dennis is really.
I'm gonna check this before, man.
Huh?
He's done this before. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Look at this. Look at this. It's like cake.
Pretty hot. These guys are not doing good.
Yeah. It's just,
I can't believe you. Why are you giving up already, Chef? Come on.
Fingers behind you.
Come on, Chef.
Here we go.
I was just shaking.
Chef, get back in there, Chef.
All right, we're gonna have to.
Chef, get back in there.
So we got. So.
Chef, we're halfway there.
Dennis is at. Dennis, what do you got? Five.
It's two.
Dennis at five.
One, Justin, you've got two in.
These two guys are at four.
I got.
No. Why you want to give up, man?
Dennis on five.
Yeah.
They got four. They got four. They have four together now.
Yeah.
Go, Justin. Go, Justin. Yes, get it. Go. Dennis is slowing down.
I think I'm what happens in a tie? Nobody gets anything, right?
Yeah.
Dennis is slowing down.
DC, tie, we get our money back, right?
We get paid. We're 5 minutes in.
We're catching them.
You guys are catching them, Justin. Fuck. Dennis, how you doing? How you holding up?
Trying to catch up a little bit.
Woo. So it's both of us now against him, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Pardon up.
Yeah.
Logan, I don't know who's commenting in Virginia just yet. I am working New York City and Sao Paulo, so I don't know who's commenting in Norfolk, Virginia. But I'm sure the UFC will give you guys.
When are you going to Sao Paulo?
Someone good. I'm going to Sao Paulo at the end of the month.
This is not cool.
Guys, how awesome is this challenge? Just be honest.
This is crazy, man. This
Aaron Cooney, 57, what's up? Flores, David, how you doing? I don't know if I'm going to Detroit.
Dennis looks like it's hitting
hurts,
him.
Man. We haven't even hit the 5 minute part yet either.
You guys have got the 5 minutes so far. How many have they done now? How many have you guys done so far?
We got four now.
They got four.
We got
down.
Five. We got
Dennis,
five now.
Where you at,
we got
Dennis?
Five.
We got five.
We got five. We're tied.
Where you at, Dennis?
Working out five.
Yeah, it's five. We get two more, we win this money.
You guys gotta get
two more, baby.
You get a couple more.
Two more.
But you got teamed up on after the game started.
All right, so we both get one more. We win this.
The Saints threw up some points today, man. It was cool. We threw up a lot of
points. Dude, I had Mark Ingram on my bench in my fantasy
team.
Let's
go. We did throw up some points.
I put Ingram.
Gotta get that ball to Michael Thomas. I do agree. Gotta get the ball to can't guard Mike. They can't guard Mike. Nobody can. You guys, these guys are really struggling.
Yeah, man.
B Crutch, what's up?
Look at this. This is gross, man.
You gotta lick that off at the end of 10 minutes. I promise.
Wait, I just realized these guys, even if it's a team, they still gotta get to 4 each to qualify.
They still gotta get to the 1. They're both at 4. They're both at 4.
They gotta get to 4.
They're at 5. They're at 5.
No, but they got 2 of them, so they gotta get to 8 to qualify.
They gotta get to 8.
To qualify.
For this money. Come on, guys. Y'all gotta push it.
So if they don't get to 8, Dennis is gonna win no matter what. If they get to 8, then Dennis gotta get 9.
5, 6, 7.
What do you want, Dennis?
5, 7.
You gotta be at work early in the morning or anything?
Come on, Dennis.
Yeah.
Dennis.
You gotta.
Come on, Dennis.
Please.
Don't let these dudes win, Dennis.
I think we do our podcast at 4 in the morning when they all get up and their stomachs are on fire.
Come on, chef.
How bad is it on a scale of 1 to 10?
On a scale of 1 to 10, how it's bad like, is
it's
it?
A 9.
9?
How bad is it?
10 out of 10, man. It's just...
Huh?
It's 10 out of 10.
No, you can't wipe your fingers. Come on, guys. You're cheating the challenge.
I thought that was a napkin for
Nah, man. You guys are cheating. All right. This is the last time. Hey.
We beat them.
You guys got to keep going.
We beat them.
You gotta get to 4 each to qualify though.
You guys gotta get to at least 4 each to qualify for the money. You guys got it.
What are you guys at right now? 5? Three. You got 3? You got 2?
You guys only got a minute and 40 seconds left.
I got 3.
Don't wipe your hands anymore. All the wings.
Dennis, how many you had?
5.
Dennis, stop wiping your hands, man.
So if they each do another one, they're gonna win.
Dennis.
But if
go,
you
guys go.
If they don't each get another one.
How much longer do we have left?
A minute 30.
They played you, huh?
Justin,
I mean,
you gotta finesse sometimes.
Here we go. They kind of made that rule in the middle.
All right, how many have you got so far?
5.
All right,
I've only got 6.
Well, you know what? I think we switch it. You guys are going for the share. You just gotta all have 5, and then you all share the money.
Yep. Let's go.
Because you can't go for it. You can't team up on him halfway through.
After I start.
Not seeing how much pain he's in.
Dennis. Don't let these youngsters come into our building and win this shit, Dennis. So,
wait, but then I gotta eat 6.
Yeah.
Oh. Come on, dude. Let's go. Come on. We got a minute left. Boys, 1 minute left.
You gotta lick all this shit off.
You gotta lick it off. Let's go, Justin. Stop doing that. That's cheating. Hey, Dennis, we got people on Periscope saying, go, Dennis, go. They're cheering you on,
Dennis. Dennis, can't be worse than Tuna and OJ.
That's true.
Two against one.
They want you to win. Dennis, let's go.
Wing legend in the making here. Let's go.
Oh, fuck that.
Go, Dennis. I keep hearing it. I keep seeing
it.
This
is my fifth
Dennis.
One right here.
Go, Dennis. How many do you have? You can do it, Dennis.
I mean, 4.
The fans are speaking, Dennis. They need you. Dennis, you got this, Dennis. They want you to get this done. Dennis, come on, Dennis.
Don't touch
let's
your face.
Let's get it, Dennis. Don't be a pussy. Real deal Russ, I like Dennis.
5.5.
Jimmy Hugg said, the chant is Dennis. Let's go, Dennis. Nick, will you make a Hot Wing Legend t-shirt? Come on, Dennis.
That's a good idea.
Dude.
Come on, boys. What's Come on, boys. Hey, we're at a minute left. We're not even.
Let Hot me see Wing this. Legend.
We have 45 seconds left. Come on, boys. You guys aren't at 8.
I'm at 5. We have almost a whole day. I'm on 5. Come on, 6-1.
Blurry, what do you want?
Dennis!
I'm a 6 out of 5.
Blurry, what do you want, 5?
We got about 5
guys, eight. These guys are eating the Hot Wing Challenge for Smoke Eaters. They said, Dennis, tonight is the night you become a legend.
Yep, Hot Wing Legend.
Tonight is the night you become a legend, Dennis. Go get this.
Oops.
You would like that beer, wouldn't you? Tonight, one more will not hurt you, bro. Logan White said, one more will not hurt
back,
you.
Though.
Fighting back what?
The food's coming back.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's on.
You should blow your nose right now and see if it gets super hot.
Oh, it will. Just, you know, I'll come back.
That's what they got to do.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Time. Now we start the 5 minute. Wait, lick your fingers.
Lick your fingers, then
lick
you got 5
fingers,
minutes.
Lick your fingers. Oh. Ready? Go. Lick your fingers. Lick your fingers. Lick your fingers.
Lick your fingers. Last
your 5 fingers.
Minutes.
Lick your fingers. Everybody lick them. Lick them. Lick them, Dennis. All right. 5 minutes after burn starts right now.
All right. 5 minutes.
Nick.
You guys all split it if you get to the end.
You guys got a 5 minute afterburn to get to the money. Justin, stand up. Stand up, guys.
What are we?
You guys have a 5 minute afterburn. Dennis, we're 20 seconds in to the 5 minute afterburn.
There's a bathroom like
at this point. There you go. You can have your hand back.
There's not a bathroom in here. There's one down the.
Don't rub your face.
Down the street.
Don't rub your face. Don't rub your face.
Yep, Dennis, you got it on your hand right here.
Here you go. Here you go. You take the periscope for a minute.
All right.
Oh. No. Come back. Kyle Driscoll will get it. Hey.
All right. Let's start. So.
Wow.
5 more minutes.
That was fun. They're at a minute. Oh, somebody's burping. Burping is a really bad sign. Swimmer, people burping is a really, really bad thing right now.
Yeah.
So, you guys know on Talking Talker, we like to have a good time. Now we get to our topics. That was fun. My goodness, that was fun. I enjoyed that a lot.
Man.
A minute in, Nick. How you feeling about this challenge? How do you think the boys did?
I thought it was pretty good.
You look like you have a genuine look of concern on your face for Dennis.
Well, I just didn't want him to puke on the carpet or anything.
It is amazing. It is amazing. Hey, guys.
When his eyes started to turn red and his face started to turn red, I started to think, like, the funny side would be keep eating and then the empathetic side of me was like, I think you're good.
It is amazing the support that was shown for Dennis over the course of this challenge. Yeah. It was like he was the underdog.
Yeah.
I heard in my mind, Dennis, 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 Dennis. It was awesome.
He responded to it by stopping eating.
He did. He let the fans down bad. Justin is sweating as if he has been running on a treadmill. Man. Look at his face.
Dude, it's pouring.
2 minutes in. Is the afterburn horrible?
Yeah, I feel like it's like my nose is running like a straight fire.
Could this be a weight cutting technique?
Could this be a way to cut weight?
Just the sauce?
I mean, you could sweat.
Sweat, that's about it. May throw up.
Do we have cups here? Because I'm pretty sure these guys will want milk. They will need milk.
Well, that's the second challenge.
Water won't get it
there's
done.
There's only one carton of milk.
But do we have cups here?
No. That's why we got the carton. Carton of milk.
They're going to have to water fountain milk. This is going to be great. Are you guys going to drink water or are you going to try to drink this milk?
Milk. I can feel it going through my whole body.
We have some kind of physical challenge. The winner gets the milk.
Hey, this was fun. It couldn't have been better.
Yeah.
Now.
It was probably pretty fun to watch. I'm not sure how the first 15 minutes of the podcast went. But
3 minutes.
Well, 3 minutes left.
Two minutes left.
2 minutes
in
left.
The afterburn. Look, I think because we're taping it, it's on Periscope. Also, we'll upload it to YouTube. It's the way to see what we are experiencing right now. This was crazy. This is crazy.
This is an average Sunday night Talking Talker.
Yeah.
Now, Nick, I say we start to discuss things going forward a little bit. First off, there's two things involving me right now that I want to address really quick. Cody Stammen. Won his fight last weekend against a hot prospect, Tom Dukinwah. He felt like Joe Rogan and I's commentary was biased. He said he would like an apology. So right here on the podcast, I say to you, Cody Stammen, I am sorry if I called the fight as if I was watching as a fan of Tom Dukinwah. I truly, truly apologize. You fought tremendous. You went into a situation that was tough. Not many people thought that you were going to win that fight, but you and your team did, and I say congratulations. Also, I am sorry. I apologize. Secondly, the thing with Tony Ferguson last week was misquoted. I did not say Tony Ferguson will turn into a baby deer when he sees Conor McGregor. I said that Conor hits people, and your legs turn to rubber like when a deer is born and they can barely stand. That's what was said.
Yeah.
But I was
now.
What if he
keeps his chin out like he did in the last fight?
Well, that's,
and fights Conor, then will he turn into a baby deer?
But that's what I was kind of implying, right? That if you get hit like that and you go on wobbly legs,
you can't afford to take an extra shot.
You cannot take those. You cannot take those shots against a guy that hits as hard as Conor McGregor. I just feel like we got to do better. You know, we have to represent people in the way that they say things. And all right, we are 7 seconds.
Yeah.
5 seconds.
You got four seconds.
Three.
You tried to give in with 4 seconds.
One.
Left?
Oh. And now the boys get milk. Dennis,
I thought you had. I thought you were lactose intolerant.
Dennis,
you got. I thought you were lactose intolerant.
Look at the boy. Look at it. The boy just drinking milk directly out of the bottle. Come back, Dennis. I'll be back. Does that help?
Oh, you can feel it vibrating. On your face. You can feel it vibrating.
What's vibrating?
I don't know, my senses or something. This is like on fire.
Chef, is that water doing good by you?
Yeah.
No milk?
No milk for you?
Milk helps a little
bit.
He's not doing well, guys. Guys, the chef once told me that instead of doing.
I did not say that. Don't.
Five minutes with the chef, he would just prefer to do the challenges. He does not like the 5 minute segment that we tried to give him. He doesn't like it.
No, I didn't do it because you're supposed to see my fight for my video for my fight, and I never said it. I was like, I'm not going.
Okay, so he said that he had a fight, right? Like a sparring match.
Yep.
And I filmed it, and I held it hostage. Because sometimes he like does things to piss me off. He'll hit me and he slaps me behind the head and he chops me in the neck, right? So I hold it hostage. And now he wants it and I haven't given it to him. But I told him if he does 5 minutes with the chef.
Oh my God.
If he does 5 minutes with the chef.
There you go. The video?
It'll be good.
All right, so today we're doing 5 minutes with the chef?
He doesn't want to do it. That's why he did the hot wing challenge.
What is 5 minutes with the chef?
What if we had a 5 minute with the chef, ask Cassandra debate? They could just go back.
Oh my goodness. That may
be the chef asks Cassandra questions.
Cassandra wants back in really badly.
Maybe we should get her back in.
She wants back in really badly. It's just she was so crazy last time. She scared Marquette. He was like, wow, Cassandra keeps it all the way real. So I was like, she kind of scared off Marquette a little bit.
What do you think? Why do you think Tony Ferguson got so mad? Do you think he... Because he did... Wait, no. Tony Ferguson got mad at you before we even had the podcast. Because we recorded the podcast. And then that next night was when he started talking... Was that because he thought you said Khabib and... Khabib?
I think maybe. That's the only thing I can assume.
Yeah.
But I never said that's what should happen. What should happen is Ferguson versus McGregor.
Yeah.
That's the fight that should happen. I said what I believe what would happen... is that Conor was going to fight the big money fight. But I was wrong. It seems as though Conor's interested in the Tony fight. You saw him make a post the other day.
Yeah.
Tony made a fantastic Grand Theft Auto theme post back at him. All I said is what I thought would happen.
Yeah.
Not what was going to happen.
So what happens when,
what if it happens, though? What if McGregor does fight Diaz, and then he ends up fighting for the interim? Will he give me an apology? Well, DC, you were kind of right. You just literally just said what I thought would happen.
Yeah.
That was a question.
I don't think you're getting an apology, but it's possible.
You know Tony?
No. But the so
Tony's an odd guy.
So it was interesting, right? So Tony and Conor both posted. How often does the fighter know both fighters know they're fighting before how often do both fighters know they're fighting before it's announced? Like, do they already say, hey, guys, here's you're probably going to fight, start drumming up interest? Or is it like, hey, we might do this fight. Why don't you guys have a little back and forth, see if it gets the fans riled up so we can gauge how well this fight will do? Or are they just bored and they're just, going back and forth at each other?
We know when we get our bout agreements, so.
But they don't tell you before, like, hey, this is what's going to happen, the bout agreement
coming.
No,
and the UFC never says go out and try to drum up interest in a fight before they make the fight. The UFC will normally make the fight that is what's supposed to be made, So
yeah,
I don't think for a second that they act. The chef just took off. Yes, you're right. Julio, chef just took off. Lord knows where Dennis is. He's been gone for the last 10 minutes. The only one standing strong is Brian Crutchwood. And dude just put his sweat tap back on. I don't know what's wrong with that dude.
He also had the hardest time with the first one.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he's went from 1 to 5. So either we're going to find a whole bunch of like chicken meat under the table or he just like burnt to the peak of burning and then said, fuck it, I'll just keep going.
Who's that, Dennis?
No, him, because he...
Brian.
He was. Remember how he was struggling with one? Dennis was on like 4 when he was on 1.
Dennis went so fast that I think it started to burn at his stomach.
Yeah.
You might want to check with him. Man.
He's the only one that knows where the bathroom is because the bathroom's not even in this building.
He was shaking, man.
Who was shaking?
Dennis was. Dennis.
His eyes were all red.
I didn't lose. I didn't lose my tooth in an MMA fight. So what happened was I was wrestling, and I had gotten the bridge, and I didn't. Somebody said Dennis is pissing from his ass right now.
I saw how Dennis. They were calling Dennis a pussy for not finishing, but then when they said he was lactose intolerant, they're like, "I take it back. He's pounding milk and he's lactose intolerant.
He's fucked up right now." We have no idea how we're supposed to stop this fucking podcast.
Oh yeah,
because Dennis is the guy that does all that shit.
Are we even recording?
Yeah, we're recording. But Dennis does all this.
He's gonna wake up in the middle of the night and be like, "What the fuck am I?" He's gonna question all his life decisions.
Dennis is the only guy that knows where the bathroom is too, right? So he's he's fucking hogging it.
There's no bathroom inside this. Inside this unit, you got to go down. You got to go outside, down the street a little bit. Then there's a shared bathroom.
Ryan, you feeling better?
Still burning, but it's like gradually coming up. So I can feel the spices or whatever was in the wings. I can still feel it. My nostrils down.
People actually think that you're the champ. They say you should get the money, Brian.
Yeah.
Are you willing right now? You're the only one in here. Are you ready to throw these guys out under the bus and take the fucking cash?
Yeah.
The best part about it was how they just halfway through they're like, "All right, fuck it, two against one, us against Dennis," and we're like, "Yep, that works."
Have. I'll eat more to actually win the whole challenge.
All right,
no, you don't get a break.
Wait, he said if he finishes them all, then
he
I think
can't
he,
finish those no, all.
How many are left?
Can do that many
we got a whole pile over here.
655. There's probably eight left.
He can't fucking do
I'm not
that.
Doing that. No way.
There's no way.
No, I can't do it.
You fought valiantly, though, son. You really did fight valiantly. I'm very proud of you.
Plus, the other two guys may never come back, so you may get all the money anyway.
I don't know where they are.
Oh, Blurry's
there
back.
There he is. Here comes the chef. You worried about Blur. The chef.
Did you see Dennis anywhere?
Yeah.
Where is he?
He went to wash his hands.
Where's he went to the bathroom?
Yeah, he went to wash his hands.
Yeah, like Blurry. He's not okay.
Did you go wash your hands too?
Nah, yeah.
Chef, chef, can I ask you a question? Are you okay? What?
He's shaking his head.
Chef, are you okay, Chef?
Look at his eye.
He almost fell.
Wait, look, we gotta get this. Look at this. He's taking Dennis's throne. We just took over Dennis's spot.
Are you gonna run the podcast now, Chef?
Nah.
What did you look at? You looked to see what kind of equipment you had.
You what?
I already do 5 minutes, Chef.
You'll never do another challenge.
All right, so when Dennis gets back, we'll get Cassandra to call in. We'll do 5 minutes, Chef and Cassandra.
Well, he can't do that today. He's pretty. I think he's out of. I think he's out of. Out of commission.
All right.
Hey, so listen. Anyways,
what do you think about us? What about speaking of this, Bigfoot, that fight.
You know, man, Bigfoot. Honestly, he should be proud of himself. He went to the second round with one of the best kickboxers on the planet. I mean,
no, he should be proud of himself. But should anyone have let him fight?
I think at this point, with as many knockouts as he suffered, it's only doing damage, right?
Yeah.
It's not.
So does he think everyone's telling him, don't do this, but ultimately you just make your own decision?
I think what they're telling him, honestly, I heard that out of American Top Team, I heard that they're telling him maybe he should go try professional wrestling or something, right? Just go do something where you're not taking that damage anymore.
Yeah.
And I think that'd be a good idea. I mean, he's a big guy. I'm pretty sure he can find a place in the WWE. Slow. So he wouldn't be able to do a lot of the acrobatic stuff that the guys are doing nowadays. But I believe there's a place for him maybe doing professional wrestling instead of actually still taking damage. Because he got cracked yesterday against Rico Verhoeven.
Yeah.
He got cracked bad, man. So he's still getting damaged pretty bad. You just got to know when it's time to walk away, right? Everybody has to know.
You think it's one of those things where everyone says they'll know and then nobody ever knows?
I think who
walked away at a good time?
The sad thing about our game is that most people don't.
GSP
right?
did the first time, right? Pretty good time. I got a questionable decision.
I think he went too early. Honestly, I think he went too early. Most people don't get the fairy tale ending, right? Most people don't, as a champion, you don't get to go out on top. That's just not how it works. It's almost like professional wrestling, right? The old guy gets pinned by the new guy that's going to be the man.
Yeah.
You put them over, and that's most times how fighting works too. Not many guys get to go out on top. So here's the thing. So in regards to me, after the Jones fight, I had a lot of questions. Right? Is it time? Am I done? And as time goes on, you kind of try to think about it. And I was like, well, I felt like I was fighting decent. You know, he set up a great kick, got a great finish. But I feel like I'm at 38. I'm still learning.
Yeah.
Still getting better. I'm getting more comfortable in there. So it's like, I still got time. But another guy, you know, but what if I don't have time? What if in the next fight, I'm fighting Ozdemir, a guy that a few years ago I was going to just kind of throw around and dominate? What if he wins this time? What if he knocks me out? What if it was my time and I just didn't recognize it?
Yeah.
That happens, and I would have to be smart enough to know that, yeah, the time has come where you got to walk away.
Because I heard, like, your skills, you can evaluate, right, in camp. Mm-hmm. You can say, hey, I'm fast. I'm just as fast. My yep. endurance is just as good. My strength is just as good. I'm getting guys the same way in the gym. But the chin, you can't, right? The chin's the one where...
No, chin goes.
Can't you tell in practice? Like, you always say, like, oh...
Stuff hurts a little bit more if you start to lose the chin, right? Yeah. The punches that normally would have done nothing will start to feel like something. I think for me... We figure when the athleticism starts to go, like just a little bit of the athleticism, the speed, the movement, the ability to get out of the way of things is when I am going to know that it's time for me to walk away.
Yeah.
Because when those things that come natural, right? When those gifts start to erode, I'll walk away. I've set myself up pretty good for the future. So, but most guys don't get the fairy tale ending. And Bigfoot's one of those guys. It's his time. You know, when he went from being beating Fedor in the way that he did, being one of the top three heavyweights in the world, to losing to me, then getting demolished by Kane, then again getting knocked out by Kane, getting knocked out by everybody else that followed, it was probably time for him to say, you know what, I've got to do something different. But who are we to tell a guy when it's time to go?
Because sometimes, right, a guy seems unbeatable. Someone beats him. Which makes the guy that just beat him like, holy shit, he just did the impossible. But then the guy who was unbeatable, then I always think it's weird if he say he goes on to lose like three of his next four fights. And I think, wait, did that take away from the accomplishment of the first guy that beat him? Or is he a diminished fighter after the first one? Or he's, you know, mentally questioning himself? Or, you know, because it's always like, was that as big a deal knowing now what would happen in the next couple of fights? It's always hard to... I guess that MMA math, which never adds up.
It doesn't. And you know, sometimes you think a certain way, but it doesn't work. Can't do MMA math. So, here's the question. You watch any football today?
I did.
You watch the Saints game?
No, but I didn't start Mark Ingram, which pissed me off. And I didn't start Adrian Peterson either. Just picked him up and I was like, I started Melvin Gordon. And then I started the guy on the Ravens instead of
Dennis is back
instead of Ingram.
Dennis,
yeah, let's get
how
it.
You feeling,
let's
get bud?
Well, collapsed, but good.
Your skin color's coming back.
Yeah. Looks like you blew your nose on your shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got snot all over.
How that? Or you fell down? A snail crawled over you.
Yeah.
So Dennis, where'd you go?
Just went around the corner. Lay down on the ground for a second and then took a lap around the building a couple times.
You were off. So we were talking about strategy, right? You were off to a flying start.
Yeah.
And then what happened? Would you question your strategy now? Would you have?
You know, it's not the heat. It's just when it goes in the gut, the pain that it goes in the gut, it's like a knife going in there. And that's, I think.
So you think you should have started a little slower and just.
No, I should have gone faster right from the get-go. But I think that's what happened. But
yeah, well, how did you feel in the middle of competition when the other two guys teamed up on you and tried to make it two against one? Were you like pissed, or were you just in too much pain to really think about it?
I didn't even think about it. Yeah. I still thought I could still beat them, though. I just saw Blurry walk past me. I was laying on the ground in the alley, and Blurry's like throwing up right behind me.
Did he really throw up?
Yeah.
So right now?
No, well, a little bit ago.
You threw up, Dennis?
No, I don't throw up. So I'm good. Good now. I need a beer, though.
How's the milk? How's the milk treating you?
Good. We'll see tonight.
Yeah. So your wife's in for a treat tonight.
Oh, yeah, she's going to love it.
Yeah.
Chef, you threw up? What?
Dennis came up here and told on you.
Mm-hmm. Why'd you throw up, Chef?
Didn't that burn your throat more than anything?
Yeah, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't want to go through it again, so I was like.
I'm so bad.
See, and that's why, see how Chef is getting aggressive with me?
Yeah.
That's why I hold this fight hostage, because he gets aggressive. I never said that I didn't throw up, Chef. I was just laughing because I find it funny. Why you gotta be so aggressive towards me? He is mad at me right now.
I think he's just mad that he decided to participate in this thing.
Was that a horrible? Was that worse than the tuna?
Oh, that was by far. I drank three tunas over that. That was
really?
That was insane. Yeah. The pain's ridiculous. But
what happened on Man vs. Food when the guy tried it? How many did he get through?
He ate the whole challenge, right? Yeah. But then the guy actually went outside in the back of the restaurant, and he's just fucking on the ground, just hurting.
Really?
He was hurting bad, man. Yeah, look, man, I don't fancy.
Wait, my son's out. My son's out in the next room. Was he looking at you like you were crazy?
Nick, yeah. I just got something.
What?
Real Deal Rush just said, why don't we let the fans pick the next contest?
That's a good idea.
I think. Dennis, what do you think?
We'll see.
Well, Dennis,
we'll
you got fans. So I'm thinking it's going to be in
Dennis
your favor.
And Chef.
They're going to treat you kindly.
Wait, what's your shaking head? Oh. What? No. Why are you shaking your head? The fans?
Yeah.
They just said they want to pick the next challenge. Crutchman, would you be involved?
This right here, no.
Why? Dennis is breaking shit.
Dennis is gone.
He's out again. He just took off running. Well. Dennis just escaped the fucking place again.
I want an update. How's the you gotta get to a microphone. How's the Milwaukee Tools going? Any altercations?
Kyle Crutchman? Please let's not get started on the Milwaukee Tools
what
deal.
Do you mean?
Nah,
wait,
man.
Wait, get a microphone.
No. It is a very sore subject with me right now with Kyle Crutchman and Milwaukee Tools.
Why is that?
Go ahead and tell him.
You tell him.
There is nothing wrong with that. I go to work every day, 7 to 11, 3 to 5, Tuesday, Thursdays, and I make my money. And then I go train at AKA.
You know, I'm not going to touch that because this is something that will be discussed off air.
Didn't last year on air, didn't we talk about you, like, you guys, he was trying to break you? Are you trying to break him? Or one of you guys?
I don't want to talk about this shit.
Yeah. I think we talked about that last time, didn't we?
Hey. Let's talk about the same.
Broke.
Hey.
He is broke. Hey.
Let's talk about.
Let's look at the text messages, broke.
What are these text messages we're talking about?
These text messages. Hey,
I got what I need. If he wants to keep talking about JC and stuff, we'll just put everything on Instagram.
Jeez. You would screen grab my text messages?
Those, yes. The ones where you were admitting to being broke.
I'm not broke. You didn't break me, dude. Yeah, you'll never fucking break. JC broke you.
No.
JC broke you. Oh, I just put low. Oh, look at that. I put low power mode on, and it turned the volume. Look at the picture now. It's perfect.
The picture was terrible before.
It was too bright. Somebody said, your room is bright as hell, DC and Nick.
Yeah, we couldn't see the wings. It looked like they were on like the sun or something.
Hey, guys, so here, now we can actually. Brian, would you mind? Is your hands working?
My phone's going to be hot forever.
Yeah, show me your wings, Nick. All right. Yeah, Nick doesn't generally like people to touch his shit. He's a German.
Especially when their hands are covered in habanero.
There.
Oh, there we go. That's much better.
Now look at these ones over here, too.
Oh, wait. Do we have video again? It says video stopped.
Dude, I don't even want to click that.
Get it back started.
That shit was intense, dude.
Yeah, that looks.
That just looks like.
Yeah, it looks
took
like
a fingertip for that.
Wait, this is from when Blurry went outside.
Blurry shit outside. Nick, could we talk about the Saints, please?
That was a high scoring game.
One of the highest scoring games that we've seen in the NFL lately. So.
Is this a real challenge?
Two interceptions on the goal line, right?
Four defensive touchdowns today, right? Three of them by the Saints.
Yeah.
Cameron Jordan may be the best defensive player in the entire NFL. So the Saints don't like whenever we lay back. You know, like sometimes you're so in control of something, you put your hands up and you sit back. Saints don't like that. We were up 45-10.
Wait, Saints don't like being in control?
No. Yeah. We are up 45-10 in the second half. At one point in this freaking game, it was 45-38, man. They let these dudes come all the way back. And damn near tied the game. And then Cameron Jordan tipped the ball at the line, caught it, touchdown.
It's another
13 tip passes today. Probably the best game defensively, they gave up a lot of points. But I thought that I think the defense is coming along, man. And then as the Saints are 3-2 now, first time they've had a winning record since 2013, the Raiders are struggling.
The Raiders, it's I think it's the Vegas karma.
What do you mean?
Thinking about it. Hey, by the way, why is Adrian Peterson so good on Arizona?
Man, I have no idea what's happening.
No, I think the Raiders was more last year. We talked about this once. Last year they won a lot of close games.
Yes.
You know, there's always teams like the, even though you hate them, like the Steelers, and the Broncos, and the Patriots, they just seem sturdy.
Yes.
Like they're always good, and they get the basics down. And then the Raiders felt like they weren't sturdy, but they were still winning close games.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't do anything to get sturdier in the offseason. They just got flashier.
They got so many. They signed a ton of offensive linemen.
Yeah, no defense.
They tried to make the team better.
They drafted Garion Conley, who's hurt, instead of Reuben Foster, who would have been what they needed because he was hurt too.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it just shows you just can't miss on the draft picks.
You know, so when we talk about a big subject today, I saw on my Twitter.
We just lost all our listeners because we talked about the Saints. So
no, listen.
This is just a conversation between you and me now.
Yes. So listen. Actually, we're getting more listeners because of the Saints. I got that a lot on Twitter today, right? Adrian Peterson was going crazy today. You even said it when you walked in here.
Yeah. I picked him up on my fantasy team and I didn't start him.
He just didn't fit into the system in New Orleans. He just didn't fit, man. Alvin Kamara is a much better fit. Mark Ingram is a much better fit. So he's just a much better fit in Arizona. Now, the problem is what happens whenever Johnson gets back next year.
Yeah.
Maybe
even the end of this year, right?
Yeah, then you're in the same situation.
Yeah.
You're just in the same situation as you were before. So...
Because I thought the Cardinals didn't have a great line, so they said he was going to struggle, but he was just...
He had 124 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an old school Adrian Peterson line.
And he had like a 30-40 yard run that got called back.
I mean...
So he would have had 160.
You know what's always my question is, like, a guy like Adrian Peterson, right? A guy like Adrian Peterson joins his team this week. How does he learn the plays? How does he know the playbook at this point?
I think it's just... Grab, you know, pitch the ball and run like hell to the left, and then get the ball and run like hell to the right.
I don't think that's how it works, Nick. I really don't.
No, they did show him on the bench. They showed him with an iPad. Like, so even when he was on the bench, they were sitting there showing him plays and explaining things to him.
So someone wants to know, what kind of hat is that you're wearing?
It's a dunk contest Warriors hat.
Warriors hat.
Yeah. Exclusively at dunkcontest.com.
This guy. Look at this guy and his cheap pitches. So, hey, guys. Listen, so we're all excited, Nick and I. Because we are starting to gain a little bit of traction, getting some play from different types of organizations. It's getting exciting for us. Yes, you're right. Chandler Jones is a phenomenal defensive player for the Arizona Cardinals. Phenomenal defensive player. I think people write me shit like that.
Yeah, anyone that just listened to this, DC is just hearing voices every once in a while, so he answers questions.
Yeah, it's on Periscope.
Yeah.
But people say stuff like that, like I am incapable of giving Jones or any of his brothers compliments. That is the furthest thing from the truth.
Who's better, Chandler Jones or Arthur Jones?
Chandler Jones is the best one.
He's the one that was on the Patriots?
Yes, and now plays for the Cardinals. Signed like an 85.
Arthur Jones was on the Ravens, or now he's on the Colts, or backwards?
I don't know if Arthur Jones is in the NFL anymore. I think he's out. But the one is, Chandler's the best one. Big, strong, fast, athletic.
Are they younger than John Jones or older?
Chandler's the baby, which is what you generally get, right? The baby is usually the best one. You know, so.
Yeah, I'm the oldest child.
How much better was your younger brother than you in sports?
No, I don't know. I guess maybe it's true again.
I kind of started getting excited earlier in the day because and I don't know if they ended up. Yep, they won the damn game, but the Jets were up 14-0 on the Patriots. Yeah. And I got so damn excited.
It's like Patriots, Steelers, Broncos. You just want to see them lose. It doesn't matter who they're playing.
You know, the Broncos not as much as the Patriots, man. I can't stand the Patriots, man.
Yeah.
It's like, how in the world are they so good all the damn time? I'm not a guy for dynasties, right? So I could do without dynasties. You know, I like parity. I like every team stepping to the field and having an opportunity. I loved LSU showing heart last Saturday, coming back and beating Auburn. Oh, those Bayou Bengals. They played like we expected them to play. And then the Cowboys, Oklahoma State.
How are they doing?
Homecoming. Blasted through Baylor.
Are they like
Baylor yesterday?
Are they top 10, top 20?
They were number 4, but then they got beat. We went and lost to
we're number 10 today.
We're number 10 today. I don't even know if we're still accepting you anymore after the way you've been acting. But you may.
I'm just helping you out with the question.
My bad, Kyle. I got you. My bad, homie. Number 10, Cowboys back in the top 10.
It's Dennis's seat.
Dennis is still not missing. Back. Long as we're ranked higher than OU, right? So what's OU rank right now? OU's one ahead of us right now, but as long as we're better than OU, Cowboys are usually okay.
We are going to beat their ass.
The Bedlam game comes at the end.
What about Alabama?
Oh, my goodness. So L is from Alabama. Might be the first person I've ever met from Alabama. And all he does is talk shit about Alabama. So he comes up to me yesterday and he goes, Alabama. And he talks super fast, right? Because he's from a... Alabama could beat the Saints. Yeah, that's what he said. This is exactly what he said. We're sitting down on the couch. We're sitting down on the couch at my house, and he goes, well, Elle's my business partner and also my brother-in-law. And he goes,
we can beat the Saints.
Alabama he believes. Saints. He said that, and he believes it. But Alabama has more busts when they get to the NFL than any college team.
Here we go.
More people are busts leaving Alabama. Than any other university.
Play for Alabama, huh?
Ingram is a dog.
Oh.
You ain't gonna get me to talk bad about Mark Ingram. That's my homie.
Okay.
But he plays for the Saints, so we have adopted him. Forgot about his college. But the majority of the kids, name many of them from Alabama that have been really good.
Ingram.
Amari Cooper.
Amari Cooper's good.
I'm sure he's struggling a little bit, but.
Amari Cooper's struggling, but he's good. But I mean, think about it, man. You're getting guys. Some years you got 7-8 guys going in the first round.
Julio Jones.
Julio Jones went to Alabama?
Right.
Nah,
wait,
man.
Yeah.
He did.
Julio Jones went to anybody on Periscope? Yeah, Julio Jones go to Alabama?
That's a good one. Julio Jones. Eddie Lacy went to Alabama, right?
Yeah,
Lacy. He was good for a little bit.
Eddie Lacy was good for a little bit, yes. But I stand firm. Alabama has more busts than any university. LSU, on the other hand.
Jamarcus Russell was great.
Hey, that's the one guy. You picked Jamarcus Russell?
Yeah, it says here, yes, Julio from Alabama.
Yeah. LSU. Let me. I'm going to name you some names, right? LSU. Tyrann Mathieu, the honey badger. Leonard Fournette, the best running back in the NFL right now. Leonard Fournette is the best running back in the NFL.
Who was that cornerback? I remember from Alabama that I thought was so good was the first national championship they won. Oh, you guys are probably all too young, but the first national championship they won, like, after a long layoff, he got an interception for a touchdown. And I thought he was going to be like Deion Sanders, and he came to the pros, and he was – I don't remember who he was, though.
That's how the majority of them are, though. The majority of them will be phenomenal college players.
You got Odell Beckham, LSU, right?
Odell Beckham, another
Jarvis
guy.
Jarvis Landry.
The crazy thing about these guys, they all play together.
You got the punter that always hugs Beckham or when he's crying.
Hey, they all played together, and we didn't win a national championship. That was sad. And not only them, the quarterback at the time, too, played in the NFL for a while. Played for the...
Patrick Peterson, got another one.
Peterson, another guy from the Cardinals. Like, all these guys...
Jamarcus Russell.
Dude, I mean, Jamarcus Russell, man. I remember I went with you to the Warriors game. And I see a big
There's
guy.
There's Tracy McGrady. That's what you did.
Not Tracy McGrady.
That's what you did when you saw Tracy McGrady.
We go to the Warriors game. When is opening night, Nick?
What?
When is opening night, NBA?
Tuesday.
Get back. Somebody remind me about opening night next Tuesday. Anyways, we go to the Warriors game. I see a guy come blinging. Chain big like this. 5 necklaces. Courtside. Received a rousing ovation. Jamarcus Russell sitting courtside at the Warriors. I was like, no, they really did. They treated him too good when he first got there. He got comfortable. Hey, right. But listen to this, though. Nick, let me see this camera. Do you wear a wedding ring?
Yep.
Here it is, Nick's wedding ring. Next Tuesday, opening night, Nick What else are you getting?
A bigger ring.
What kind of ring are you getting, Nick?
Warriors ring.
Why
am I playing along with this? I'm like a little kid that's like,
he's like
McDonald's.
Nick, guys, will be receiving next Tuesday
a ring. I don't know what it looks like.
He does not know yet, but the ring ceremony will include our friend.
Not the team one.
Swimmer.
They'll have another one afterwards.
Look at this guy. Not the team ceremony.
Yeah.
But afterwards, our guy Nick Swimmer is going to get his ring. How excited are you?
That'll be cool. It's never anything imagined. I remember the when the Warriors got sold, I was lucky to be part of the group, and they said in the thing it said, "Hey, and if we ever win a championship, each person gets a ring." And we're like, "How the fuck are we ever gonna get a ring?" It's like, that's never gonna happen. But it happened. Happened twice. So hopefully it keeps happening.
Why don't you ever bring those championship rings so we can see them? Are you worried that we'll take them?
Nah, sort of. Yeah.
It's like, fuck, if these guys
we covered in hot sauce.
No, covered in. Why don't you ever bring those rings? I'd like to see a championship ring.
I can bring it one time. My wife has it somewhere. I never worn it.
Nick, so you're telling me you get an NBA championship ring and you just put it away?
It's a little gaudy. And I didn't really do anything to get it. So you feel like it's like, you're going to wear it. I'm grateful that I got one, but I didn't do anything to earn one.
So you want to play for the ring?
Yeah, I'm only wearing a ring.
So you want to play for the Warriors?
Yep.
If you're going to wear the championship ring?
Yeah, at least for a second.
That's absolutely ridiculous.
Or make some decision. I got to draft someone or fire someone or something.
Would you wear the ring, Kyle? Would you wear the ring? Brian?
No, OKC Thunder all the way.
I'm saying if you got a ring.
Way. No way.
If you got a ring from the Thunder, if they won the title and you were part of the owner group, what would you do? Would you wear the ring?
If I was part of the owner's group, yeah.
He won't wear the freaking ring. Talk some sense to that young man.
What does the owner's group consist of? Just own the team, basically?
Yeah. All we did was put money in once and get a little behind-the-scenes access. Yeah. My wife wears hers. She gets one. She wears it.
So you guys both get rings?
Yeah.
This is fucking crazy, Nick.
I'm excited to see what it looks like. We don't get so the players get like the premier edition, and then we get like whatever they have different categories.
Mm-hmm.
So we get like the owner's edition, and then there's different editions.
Huh?
I don't know if I could do it if I didn't play.
It feels a little like it just feels a little flashy.
I actually think it's ridiculous that you don't wear it. It's a big honor, man.
A lot of people wear them.
It's a big honor. So, I think this has been a fun one. I mean, we lost Dennis halfway through the damn podcast.
Yeah, he's still not back. He came back, checked in. Blurry's still here.
My body's starting to get hotter and hotter.
I don't know. I mean, like, I was watching a Grateful Dead documentary on the plane yesterday, and they were talking about how one of their greatest albums, the guy was a live album, and they had one man in the sound truck, and he came out. They told him he needed to fix something real quick, so he ran out to fix it. And then he got caught up in like, oh shit, they're playing this song. I'm gonna sit here and watch it. And Jerry Garcia, I guess, looked at him like, what the fuck are you doing? There's no one in the sound truck. So when he ran back to the truck, he opened the door and he was like, thought he was gonna get fired, or it was one of the best renditions of that song ever. And he opened the truck and everything was still recording, so he was good. I hope that we're still recording because Dennis would be the only one that knows. We might not be talking. This might just be a live only. I see.
Well, you're seeing
things are moving a little bit over there.
But you're
right?
Seeing the deal. Yeah, it's still doing something.
When you talk, we get like a really wide variety of lines.
Because I talk loud.
I think so.
I'm very loud. So.
So DC earlier said, I don't know if we were on the air, but he's like, how much money we got here? So we had $530. These guys are gonna split up. And so he said, all right, remind me to give you $210 later for my half. I was like, what is $210 half of?
But I put money in there. You only had $360. I just had $170.
Okay, so why would you owe me $210?
I don't owe you $210.
What was the $210
hold
then?
Hold on.
I tried to do the math.
Shut up. Wait, let me think about it. So $560, you put $360, right?
Yep, you put $170, so $530. And you said $210, which I couldn't figure out any possible scenario.
About $190
or $210.
I was thinking $190 would put me in as half. I would put $360 as you put $360, but that would give them $720. I don't really want to. I'm not giving them $720.
Yeah,
we split $530. So
265.
Yeah, but I already put
170.
So I just got to give you $90.
No, you owe me, no. So you owe me 175.
Then we're good. Don't owe you 175. What are you talking about?
No, I'm just kidding.
What kind of fucking mad is that? Yeah. That's fucking nonsense.
Hey,
Matt.
This guy says, "What the fuck are you guys talking about? Let's talk about some fighting."
Here we go.
What else we got to talk about fighting?
I want to pay these guys.
All right.
There you go.
There we go.
That's your money right there. Chef. You want to come get paid? Look at the chef holding his stomach as he walks to collect his money.
We're getting paid around here.
And then look, guys, this is Dennis's money. And since he ate the most, he gets 11 extra dollars because there was an extra $10 in there.
What's this? Someone was talking about a Diaz and Rampage beef. You heard about that?
I don't know.
I didn't hear anything about that.
I did see Diaz fighting with Brendan Schaub a while back at the Conor McGregor fight.
Nate, right? Rampage, I assumed it was like... Nick, let's see. Yeah, I don't know. Rampage took Diaz's girl. This is probably made up.
Yeah, well, those are things that we won't touch.
Yeah.
I'm not touching that one. Who cares about that? Who cares about somebody's taking somebody else's girl?
Unless that's not your business. Yeah,
That's not your business, whoever's asking that question.
Unless it was live streamed on Twitch.
Yeah, that is not your business.
Yeah.
So, guys, next fights we have are next week. Who's fighting next week?
I don't know. New York.
Is it New York? No, Brazil. Brazil.
Oh, yeah. Is that the one you're going
to? No, that's the 29th.
My phone's doing this, so I can't look at my
phone. There is no way that there are fights on the schedule next week. And then...
Cowboy's fighting.
Cowboy's fighting Darren Till.
English guy, that's pretty good.
That's a good fight.
Who do you think? What's your prediction?
You know, I'm not going to predict it because guys actually like... And plus, like, my shit's been getting all twisted on the internet lately, so I'm not predicting... Unless I have to.
Is the young guy good, though? He's like...
Darren Till's the real deal, man. Hey, he's the real deal. He's not afraid. He feels like he has a great style for Cowboy Cerrone. But, man, Donald's just so good. He's so well-rounded. And if you're talking about a guy that just loves to fight, Donald Cerrone is the guy that just loves to fight. You know, he wants to fight every weekend. You know, for a while, he was fighting at this crazy, crazy pace. And I think now Dana's finally gotten him to kind of slow it down a little bit just for his health. Does anybody know where Dennis is?
Did you see him out there?
There's puke all over us back there, though.
Is it Justin?
In the alley or inside?
There's like three big deals of puke.
Wait, outside?
Yeah.
Oh, it's blurry? Or is it Dennis?
I don't know. He's out there leaning over the damn
Are you wall. Okay?
Wait, is it Lawler Dos Anjos? Is that coming up too?
Lawler Dos Anjos comes up in Canada in December. Mm. Mid-December, Lawler versus Dos Anjos. Number one contender fight. The winner gets Woodley.
Yeah.
Right? The winner gets Woodley out of those two. RDA has looked phenomenal since going up to 170, not cutting all the weight.
Yeah, we're so busy with the wings.
Crazy thing is, though, he still cuts 30 pounds. RDA gets up to 200 pounds. I mean, so
why was everyone? What was everyone talking about? You and Frank Mir? What happened there?
Just Frank Mir was being a hater.
Recently?
He's a hater. Right after the fight, he was just talking about it's unacceptable to cry. You don't do that there. And he was just saying all this stuff. But reality is, who's he to say you lost to me? Shut the fuck up, right? Mm. And plus, are you so excited about another man's accomplishment? That was John's accomplishment. That wasn't Frank's accomplishment.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm like, what are you doing, dude? Like, you lost to me. Shut up. You know, that's my thing, you know? And
do you think Kevin Lee got less grief for being emotional because you paved the way?
I think for a guy to truly, for something to matter that much for a guy, right? You want it so bad that you're willing to let yourself...
Yeah.
Be vulnerable in front of all those people. I don't see nothing wrong with it. You know, Kevin Lee was one of the ones that kind of made fun of me after I cried.
So it was karma?
I don't think it was karma. I just think that he found himself in the same situation, and now he could probably understand it better, right? Because he wanted that just as bad as I wanted that fight. So I don't take any credit for him being accepted, but I think.
Oh wait, what about you and what about you and Bisney? What do you think about? Was like I kind of like this, like rapid fire MMA
the
questions.
Fight.
Bisping GSP.
I think it's so funny. I think Michael Bisping's out of his fucking mind. He's a wild man. He is a wild man. I like the other day he goes up to George. Hey, George, keep your fucking hands to yourself, right? And George goes, fuck off. And George goes, fuck off. I'll break you. I'll fuck. And George is sitting there, you know, like pissed off, but like trying to kind of keep it cool. And then funny thing was right after George does that, he goes, kid's like standing there waiting for a picture. George goes to take a picture and the kid runs off crying. Like, you're crazy. I don't want a picture anymore. So I thought that was funny. Yeah, it was good, man. I'm excited. I'm going to New York. I'm going to New York for the fight. I'm there all week. UFC Tonight's filming on Wednesday outside in New York City. So that'll be fun. Those live crowds are always great when we film the show outside. The fans are just so much energy and crazy. I'm excited to go to New York. I missed last year's. I was supposed to fight Rumble, so I was like in training camp. It sucked. I wish I could have been there. I'm going to Brazil, and then New York, commentary. And then I also have two in December, and that's it. And as I can say right now, but I will be heading into training camp
soon after that.
At that time.
Someone asked on here, they're saying maybe Jones won't get a suspension. Is there any chance that you just come like a rematch straight with him?
Why not? I mean, I've never said once in my life that I didn't want that fight. I'd like that fight every day of the week.
Yeah.
But it just doesn't happen like that.
Do you think he'll get suspended or no? Will they get, the suspensions they do like time served? And
he will get suspended. He will get suspended. Yeah. I think what people don't realize is that I think Jeff Nowitzki's words were a little taken. I think what he said and what was printed was a little bit different. But Jeff used to work for USADA. Jeff doesn't work for USADA anymore. Jeff works for the UFC. He's the athlete rep. So he's essentially the liaison between the UFC and USADA. So if there's an argument between USADA and the UFC, Jeff is arguing on the UFC side. He really doesn't have much say involving USADA.
Yeah.
If any. I mean, he doesn't work there anymore. But he worked there for so long that he understands USADA's rules and regulations. So
yeah.
I don't believe that his words were 100% what he intended them to be.
Can you text Dennis? We can't wrap up without Dennis. Can you text him see if he's coming back?
I don't know where he is, man, but he needs to hurry. I don't even know if he took his phone. His phone's sitting right there.
What the hell?
But look, we're going to do is this.
We got a lot of questions about Kane. Is there any Kane news? Kenny Kane updates? Is he back in the gym?
Yeah, he's doing good. Yeah, he trains. He works out. I think Kane now is just taking his time.
And his next fight will probably be Miocic, you think?
He's rushed his way back a number of times. And now he's just taking his time.
Yeah.
I mean, I would love for it to be Miocic, but I don't know if that's in the cards anymore because he's been away for so long. The division just keeps moving, right? Now you got Ngannou fighting Overeem again. So Ngannou looks impressive or Overeem looks impressive. I can't imagine either of those guys wouldn't get a title shot. So
are you ever going to
have a little bit of work?
Would you ever fight Miocic, or is that only if Kane, decides he's not fighting, or how does that? Would you ever fight at heavyweight again, or?
I never thought about it. You know, it's hard to think about fighting in another division when I have a fight already.
Yeah.
Right. So I have a guy who I'm gonna fight next. So it's really hard to think of another division. When I had lost to Jones and everything was what it was, my immediate idea was, how do I get back to Jones? I thought the only way to get back to him at the time was to try to become the heavyweight champ.
Yeah.
And if that was the case, then I would have fought at heavyweight. But right now, I got to just kind of see what happens. So, yeah, just got to kind of see what happens. Brian Crutchmer, you are going to be Dennis now. Okay. You're going to walk over to that computer. I think the space bar will stop the recording. When we say stop the recording.
Wait, no. I think we should.
When we stop the recording.
I don't know if we should stop it. Should we stop it? We just stopped the Periscope. Maybe we just let that keep recording.
Well, we're going to stop Periscope.
How do we get the music and everything?
Dennis has to do all that. He'll edit that in post-production.
Dennis.
He's out, Nick.
Yeah.
He's out. Hey, guys, listen.
All right.
We loved having you guys here on Periscope. We thought it was fun. Thank you guys that joined us. Next time we'll try to give a little
look at how much, look at how much fun it is to be here.
Are you guys not enjoying? Oh, hey, show him that guy right there. See that tall guy?
We need coffee and pillows next time.
That guy, guys, watch Legacy Fighting Championships. That's my guy, KD, Kyle Driscoll. Just moved out to AKA, 21 years old, 9 fights already, stud. Working hard, training hard. This dude's going to make some noise in his career. Finally, the guidance that he needs. Yeah. Finally, the guidance that he needs. Before, he was just a young kid fighting. Wasn't afraid, was going in there and just fighting. Now he's in a gym where we're teaching him. He's learning from Hector, working mitts every day. He's doing his bikes. He's really committed. And I'm telling you, this young man, KD, you're going to hear from him in the future. I don't want to talk about Crutchmer.
What about
we ain't talking about Crutchmer.
Last week we had Bob on, and he was talking about bomb chicka bomb wall and DC and
he
the
hasn't
showers.
Been involved in
this,
that yet.
You guys haven't experienced this yet?
He doesn't shower at the gym. Yeah, this guy doesn't shower.
Yeah, I do.
Why are you so mean to me?
Because you're saying you're giving a false statement.
Why are you so mean to me, Crutchmer? You're just like looking at me. Your head's like, no, yes, I do. You're like shaking your head. You're like a fucking pissed off girl going, fuck you, Daniel.
Shouldn't talk about girls like that, dude.
Oh, well, of course you would. JC. JC. Kyle, I love you, man.
What about
you?
You avoid the showers? Is DC is or is he only? It sounds
I'm
like you might
around.
Only be thinking on certain people.
I'm not around. Oh. I haven't been around,
so I ruined it.
Man, fucking, come on, dude. You can't like, just don't tell them. They'll go in there. They'll take their showers. They won't wash their eyes, and the next thing you know, soap to the face. Soap to the face.
Yeah, I can't fucking wait. For
that. Soap to the face. When you go to wipe the soap out, that. guys, thank you guys for joining us. Hey, we love all you guys. Thank you so much, man. We appreciate it. It's fun.
Yeah, thanks for watching on Periscope, too. We're going to try to
keep
do that
going.
Every week, and then we're going to post it to YouTube afterwards,
we'll
too.
We'll post it. Hey, you guys, our audio only, you guys listen to it. 200,000 times. We are so honored and privileged that you guys are paying attention and listening. We appreciate it. We cannot say thank you enough for Daniel Cormier, Nick Swinburne,
and the artist formerly known as Dennis Rodriguez.
For Kyle Crutchmer, Lavoris Chantrell Walker, blackest name in the fucking world, Lavoris Chantrell Walker, the blackest name on the planet, KD Kyle Driscoll, Brian Crutchmer, the artist formerly known as Dennis, the artist formerly known as Blurry.
Dennis lost his chair and everything.
The artist formerly known as Blurry.
This podcast recording itself.
Nick Swinburne. I'm Daniel Cormier. This is Talking Talker. Episode number, say it in Spanish.
Once.
Episode number once.
All right.
We out.
Yeah.
Thanks for watching.
Yeah.